Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. We will be starting today's reading in verse 13 and ending on verse 23. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 13. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Quote, "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," end quote, the angel said. Quote, "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him," end quote. That night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. Quote, "I called my son out of Egypt," end quote. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. Quote, "A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead," end quote. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Quote, "Get up," end quote, the angel said. Quote, "Take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead," end quote. So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler of Judea was Herod's son Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. So the family went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said. Quote, "He will be called a Nazarene," ending quote. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2 verses 13 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Herod was a ruthless ruler, paranoid about losing power. He even killed some of his own sons, so killing the innocent children of others would not trouble his conscience. Before you complain to Jesus, remember the hate he experienced. He was hunted as a child with a powerful king bent on killing him. As a baby, Jesus lost his home, and his family had to live as refugees in another country. His parents had a rough life, but they constantly trusted God. Jesus was not shielded from the pain and loss of this world. He saw people starve, he lost his earthly father, he knew constant rejection, and he experienced very real pain. Often we cry out to God, quote, "Why don't you stop horrible things from happening," end quote. God invites us to cry out to him. It is okay to complain to him. As you pour out your heart, make sure you remember the hate and injustice Jesus endured. He understands your pain, and he will give you strength. In our weakness, he is strong. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. Jesus experienced the pain of the world, but did not pass it on. Almost all the problems in the world come from human choices. We disobey God, act selfishly, and hurt others. Though he was hurt, he healed others. His heart was stronger than the hate. We can give our hurt to him. He understands and can take the pain. In him we can turn the other cheek, return love for hate, and do the hard work of justice. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What does it mean, practically, to, quote, give your pain, end quote, to Jesus? What difference does that make? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.